You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
And good morning. It's Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Catherine Lanford, in for John Hockenberry. We're continuing with our presidential briefing book. Today, a look at immigration, always a hot-button issue. But with the floundering economy, it eventually took a back seat in this year's election. There are between 12 to 13 million unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. today, and both parties agree that we need reform. Well, to get some advice for the incoming administration, we're turning now to Douglas Massey. He's a professor of sociology at Princeton University and the author of Beyond Smoke and Mirrors, U.S. Immigration Policy in the Age of Globalization. He joins us by phone. All right, Douglas, let's say that you are President-elect Obama's advisor on immigration. You know that 78% of the Latino immigrants voted for him. How are you going to start this conversation?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is to realize that we've dug ourselves into a deep hole and we have to do something about the 12 million people out of status. I divide them into three groups. The first group were people that entered the country as minors in the company of their parents. There are about 3 million of them, and they didn't do anything wrong. I think it's a moral imperative that we grant these people an amnesty because they were often toddlers and children when they entered the United States, and they're not guilty of anything except obeying their parents. For the people who entered the country as adults, I think the thing we need to do is to set up a guest worker program for those who don't want to remain here and would rather stay home and only circulate back and forth. And for those who have put down roots here and want to stay, I'd advocate an earned legalization program where they, over time, earn points towards permanent resident status. Perhaps at the end, if you want to punish them for breaking the law, you fine them, but you do provide a pathway to permanent residence in the end. In this way, you'll bring everybody out of the shadows, give them labor rights in the United States, allow them to unionize, allow them to compete fairly in American labor markets, and don't put downward pressure on American workers.
Okay, now, given how the economy looms, as we said, what room, if any, does this administration have to address immigration reform in the much-vaunted first 100 days?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a priority for the Obama administration in the first 100 days. The economic meltdown is so great and so vast right now that that's got to consume most of their attention for the first 100 days. They will pay off a few of the promises they made, like perhaps closing Guantanamo and starting troop withdrawals from Iraq, but the main focus is going to be on the economy and how to salvage the disastrous performance that the Republicans have had after 8 years. I think that if there's a movement on immigration reform, it will probably come from Congress. Congress may put together some interim steps like the DREAM Act, which would allow these children who came into the United States as minors to legalize and go on to college. That's the least controversial of the provisions. I think after the first 100 days, if the economy can stabilize, then there's some possibility for moving forward on immigration reform because the electorate is not worked up about it. And that's because John McCain was the Republican candidate and because he's co-author of the main immigration reform bill, it made it impossible for him to use immigration as a wedge issue to stir up the electorate and attack the Democrats. So,
Professor, where do you think the political will is going to come from to make a U-turn on immigration policy? Currently, we're building a wall. The U.S. has hired more border patrol agents, and we're hearing a lot more about massive raids all over the country. Where does that come to make those changes that you just outlined, all of which there's certainly been much debate?
Well, I don't think it's so much a U-turn for American public opinion, because if you look at the opinion polls, substantial majorities favor most of the provisions that I outlined for immigration reform. And the U-turn can some of the U-turn can be enacted simply by order of the president. So you can stop building the wall, you can stop expansion of the Border Patrol, and you can shift gears in those small ways right away. And then I think in the case of broader reform, it's really been a case of tail wagging the dog. We've had about 20% of the electorate that is dead set against doing anything for immigrants and very hostile to immigrants. And they've managed to create a climate in the past where people who would normally vote for immigration reform were afraid to do so for the political consequences. But I think the electoral tides have shifted, as we've seen in the last election, and there is possibility for a compromise on this issue and some movement forward. If it gets out of Congress, Obama will sign it.
All right. Very quickly, as we're nearing the end, how you think that we should look to the European Union for guidance? Give me one thing they're doing that we should be doing.
Well, the European Union has a great history of absorbing into a broader economic union countries at a much lower standard of living, allowing them to get free labor mobility, but in return for free labor mobility, providing them with some adjustment funds to bring them up to the levels of the European Union so that when unification happens, the markets integrate, there's not a massive out-movement of labor. This happened for Spain and Portugal in the past, and it's happening for places like Poland and Romania now.
All right. Douglas Massey, I want to thank you for joining us.
Sure.
Douglas Massey, professor of sociology at Princeton University and the author of Beyond Smoke and Mirrors, U.S. Immigration Policy in the Age of Globalization. Mark Garrison is here, and he's sitting in for Femi, okay? And he's going to give us the latest headlines. Hey, Mark.
Thank you. Coming up on 28 minutes after the hour.